Today's shir is starting with Simin Chafei. We're up to Sif Yud. So says the Mechaber, Im sach litzarech tefillin. If a person spoke, but it was done for the purpose of the tefillin, ein echoizu mevarach. You don't have to go back and repeat again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why im sach afilu im sach bein birkas lahaniach bein hanachas tefillin shalyad gam kim dinohachi. Even if you would talk between actually not only between the two tefillins, but if you would talk between the putting it on. You don't have to go back. Really, you shouldn't do this. If you did do it, then you don't have to go back and do bracha. There's no other way. Ach, b'chol hamoed she'ein mevarachin efshar tefillin. So we talked about other cases like by the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, or if person's putting them back on, or even chalamoid for those who don't make the bracha, most don't. But then that would be you could be lenient on this. Continues down the mechaber. Im shoma kaddish o kedusha bein tefila shel yad letefila shel rosh. If you hear somebody who is wherever they're up to by davening, by Kaddish, one of the responses, or by Kedusha, and you're in the between putting on the tefillins, lo yafsik la'anoisan imohen. You should not stop and answer with them. El shosik, be quiet. V'shomea u'mechavin l'ma sha'oimrim. And you do what's called shomea ka'ona, that through your listening to it, it's as if you answered that. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hey, no, Yafsi, you shouldn't interrupt. Afila anos amen al birocha zugufa, not to answer amen to it. Gil nanos amen al birkas tefillin shmevarecha acher. If you hear somebody else who's putting their tefillin, everyone's getting to shul at the same time, they're all doing it, you should not answer amen to someone else's bracha. That's osir. Im lo shechaveru mechavin lahotzi birocha zu. Unless this person is making the bracha to be motzi you, then that's like saying amen to where else do you have this by Kiddush, right? You say amen to their bracha because they're being motzi you, so you'd say amen to that as well. Okay, Lamed Vav, La'anos Imahim, to answer with him, Im Pasuk V'ana Amen, Yeheshmi Rabba, O Kedusha, O Barchu, right? Any one of these responses that you would think should have to, because it's a Davarship of Kedusha, you need a minion for, O Sha'an Ein Al Eze Bracha Sheshamar, or you heard someone's holding by Baruch Sha'amar, or Yishtabach, and you said Amen to their Bracha, Choyzer Umavarich. You go back and you make another bracha. I'm a bir halacha uvechol hamoid. Now in chol hamoid, oh lahania haminiach tefillin derbeinu tam chiyotz. In these cases where you're not making a bracha, haminiach li bracha yesh lahakil. We could be lenient on this. Lahafsig lanias amen yehesh me rabu kedusha baruchu v'amen. So then you would, because there's no real hefsik over here. So therefore you're not making a bracha anyway. So therefore you would answer amen to these. Ach la'acher kach yozis hashel yad. You should adjust your shel yad again. Mekomo koydim shaniach shel rosh before you put on the shel. So that they're putting on in one complete action. There's no hefsek between the action of putting on the shel yad and the action of putting on the shel rosh. What do you do? So says the Mishnah Berurah, shosek v'shomei, you're quiet and you listen. Hashtika ke'niya, that's what we called that the Shemeika Ona, it's like you're actually speaking it out. Le'inyan Tseisi Dechova, that you're now Yotze with that, and it's counted, you get the point, as if you answer Amen for Avalo Sheyechashev Kehavsoka. And it's not considered to be as if you actually did do the speaking. That's a whole Dian within the whole, how the Lumdus of Shemeika Ona works. What's that Chav? Is that Chav as if I did speak? Or is it as if I get counted like I did? I didn't physically speak, but I get the rewards for if I would. So he says, no, it's not really considered a hefsek. So everyone should be quiet, listen, and then continue with their bracha that they were up to. Okay, starting Yud Aleph. Acher shekosher shel yad al hazra yaniach shel rosh kodem shiach roch harvatzu asovi hazra. So you've now put on the shel yad and you've wrapped it. So then you should put on your shel yad before you do all the windings on your arm. Some say also lahotzi tefila shel rosh mehatik ad shetehei tefila shel yad munachas. So shouldn't even take out. We'll see the reasons why this is in Mishnah Berurah. One shouldn't even take out your tefila shel rosh until you've done the wrappings on shel yad. It says the Ramah, Hagav af im shenehim lefon of chut latik, and even if they're both in front of you outside of the bag, you weren't supposed to do this, but they are there, or let's say there wasn't a bag, someone brought them to you, whatever it is, they're both in front of you. Lo yisakin liftoich at tefila shel rosh ad la'acher hanachas shel yad. You shouldn't open up the box, the tik that holds it in, until you've put on your shel yad. Yesh mi shekosuv lahaniach shel yad miyushav. Some bring down an inyan Alpi Kabbalah, to be seated while you put on your Tefillah Shel Yad, and then B'Shel Rosh Me'uman, you stand up for the Shel Rosh Umedinos Eile Lo Nahok Kain. But in Ashkenazim, don't do this. Elish Dehen Me'uman, that we stand up putting on both the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah now in Lamed Ches. Before you wrap it around, Hatam, what's the reason for this? Kaven Shabirkas Lahaniach Choseres Gam Al Shalrosh, because it's going on both of them. Kanaa Basiv Katin Lamadav, we mentioned earlier. The Cholshkin, how much more so? The Mechabir, and certainly according to the Svardim, Le'el Basim and Hey, the Sevir Le De Einem Mevarech Ela Achas, you're only making one bracha. Al Kain, therefore, Yema'et Hahefsek Bechol Mashiuchal. You should minimize the interruption, whatever you're able to do. The hakricha saviv hazroa einam ikar hadin. That's not required by the technical letter of the law. Al kein toiv laachir osoh ad sheniach shalrosh. Therefore, you should do it afterwards. V'sefer kavonos harizal. Bring down in the mystical svarim. Kosu shahayenoheg lichroch hashiva krichos saviv zroa techila. He would do this. The arizal, and this is what we do also. Most of us wrap around the arm 7 times before we do the shalrosh. Avalo hagimel krichos shal haetzba. But not on the hand. They just wrap it on the arm and then just have it covering the hand a few times, but not really doing the full wrapping yet. Since that's the krichos is a chelik of the actual mitzvah of putting on the shel yad, the fikach ein zehefsik. It's not considered interruptions here. You're finishing up. That seems to be the minhag. Al hazro le chizuk. We tie it on them because we don't want it to slip down. So that's you're not benefiting anything if you quickly do. You leave it there and it's going to fall out of place. That's not called tying. It's not going to stay in place. That you didn't really do it correctly. Ayin sham. Kos b'sefer Maimer Mordechai im shama kadosh u'kedusha achar sheberach. Al Shel Yad, so again, you hear a minion is they're going to say they're saying a kaddish or something like that. The im yichroch lo yeh lo panai lahaniach shel rosh laanois, and if you wrap them now, you won't have enough time in the kaddish to put on your shel rosh and then answer amen to the kaddish. In this case, he says yaniach shel rosh kodem hakrichos. Then you don't do the wrappings, put on the shel rosh im yochol lahadek. The Nikzas Shlo Yamish Hatefila Shel Yad Mekoimo. If you're allowed to just do like a little bit, just make sure it's not going to fall, because again, you don't benefit anything if you just do a quick wrapping and then your tefillin Shel Yad slips out of place. But if theoretically, I mean, the guy must be saying a really slow Kaddish, he must be really fast on the Shel Rosh. But if you have enough time, then that's what he says to not do the wrappings and just put on the Shel Rosh, then you'd have to be able to answer, because it's not like Hefsek, because you got it on, said Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoli Alam Vaed, and then you answered Amen to the Kaddish. Okay, Lamites. This is going on the line that it is, it's also to take out your shell rosh, but from the bag. Hainu, afilu im yirtze lehoitzi hashel rosh v'hashel yad shnehem b'shavim min hatik. Even if you want to take them both at the exact same time, v'zeh ein ma'avir al ha-mitzvah, because I'm not passing of one mitzvah to the other. Afilu hachi yesh lizah, you still shouldn't do it. Ki yesh v'zeh tam al pi kabbalah, based upon mysticism, k'mo shekos v'beis Yosef, it's brought down in Beis Yosef. You find many places that the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, we have Magi Misharim. That was his sefer that he learned the Chavrus with the Malach. So he does bring the Zohar in many places in Beis Yosef and Basa B'chol. If you have it comes up, he brings it okay over here to do things all pi Kabbalah. The Chol Shekain lehaniach shel yad miyado his asik b'hotzas shalosh, and certainly to have the shel yad in your hand and to now start taking out the shalosh midina also. That's not allowed. Right, munachas. This is going on the line that you shouldn't do anything until the shel yad is placed firmly. Rotzalomah shetihe mehudekes. It should be tightened yofe al hazra on the arm, tightened very nicely in place on the arm. Va'az, and then after it's tightened nicely in place, not going to fall. Mutra filo kodim she'asa hashiva krichos. In that case, you could take it out even before you've done the 7 wrappings. Ve'im acher yochol lahoitzi l'sakin shorosh. Now, if you have somebody else, I don't know, you have your chavrusa, you have your son, someone's there with you, and they're going to help you. They're going to assist you in putting out tefillin. So they're going to now take out the shell road, but he's wrapping the arms. Your chavir is wrapping it around your arm, and you're taking out the shell rosh, right? So you're minimizing this. The prima god is machmir on this. Is no, it's not a good idea. The artzos chaim is the malbim. He's mekel. He allows this if a person be so medactic they want to have somebody else put on order to minimize the amount of time between the shell yad and the shell rosh. Ein shom. Okay, mem aleph. As in the Ramah, where he says that you should not take it out. You should not take it out the second tefillah until you finished the first one. Rotzalom means like this: Afila im be'es tikun hashel rosh lo yaniach hashel yad gam kei miyado. Even if at the time when you're fixing your shel rosh, you don't let go of the shel yad. Afila hachi kishemaniach acher kach. Hashel rosh lahaniach hashel yad havi kemavir al hamitzos. It's as if you passed up on it. Meaning the way I'm understanding this is that if you start doing the shel rosh before you've completely finished off doing your shel yad correctly, that's the inyan of maavir al hamitzos. Okay. Mem beis, yeah, that you should put them on. The Ramah brings, even though the mechaber, we'll see, talks about putting on the shel yad while seated, the Bnei Ashkenaz put them both on while standing. Ayn b'magin Avram shiroitz lehachriya dehanacha shel yad tia miyushav habracha tia b'meida. So you put it on while seated, and then you stand up for the bracha. Avav be'eli rabba b'shem rashal b'tshuva simin tzadiches kosov dim milanu gadol me rabbeinu shimshon mikinon. Who's greater than us, an expert in Kabbalah from the tzaddik Reb Shimon mikinon? Acha shlomo Kabbalah, after he learned Kabbalah, hayim ispala ketinuk ben yomo. He would daven like a very simple, straightforward way, like a child. If a person's not able to correctly understand the secrets of Kabbalah, yavel katzis ben tius literally means to cut the saplings. It's a metaphor. It means you're going to mess up. You're doing more harm than good by if you don't really understand it correctly. Al kain yeh habracha v'hanocha b'amida. He did both the bracha and the wrapping, the placing of it, the tying of it while standing. V'bir hagraha chiyek degam lefi hazohar mutter. And the Gra, who obviously knew Kabbalah as well, said that no, I'll pick Kabbalah, you do them both while standing. Al Kain Ein Lazuz Miha Minhag. So if we're not going to change our Minhag. Kosova Knesset Gedola Vichlali HaPoskim. We have now a very interesting, this is related to all areas. What do you do when you have a contradiction between what it says in Zohar? Oh, and when it says in the Gemara, "Kol Diri Shabali HaKabbalah VaHazor Chalukin Al HaGemara VaPoskim." Whenever you have a steer between the two of them, Haleich, we go Acher HaGemara VaPoskim. The rule is we follow what it says in Shas. Umihu, however, Im Bali Kabbalah Machmirim. But there's a case now where the masters of Kabbalah are actually Machmir, more strict. Yesh LaHachmir Gamkein. You could follow that as a Chumra. The Im Lohu Skar BeGemara VaPoskim, and it's not mentioned at all in the Shas and Poskim. Afa pish in Iskab Kabbalah, but is mentioned in the Zohar. Ein anu yachon lechoiflin hokach. We can't force you to do something that's brought down only in Kabbalah, but doesn't have any source in Nigla. Vedinsh ein muskar behipuch b'shas v'poiskim. Yesh leilich acher divrei Kabbalah. So if you have something that's not mentioned, but it's not against anything in Shas, then you could follow the what it says in Kabbalah. V'gam b'makom sheish plugta bein aposkim. Let's say you have a machlokus. We're not sure which way to be machria. So he says divrei Kabbalah yachria, that we would follow what it says in Kabbalah. If there's no really consensus amongst the poskim, you go either way, and there's an inyan to follow one way or the other, and based on Kabbalah, you would do that. There's a few interesting dirshu notes over here. He says in 50. Rabir Mash Haim Divrei Kabbalah. What does that actually mean when we talk about Divrei Kabbalah? So Kosov Stei Chemed, he was one who collected like almost like an anthology, brought down many klalim. Says Shelo Rak Divrei Hazor. Not only when we say Divrei Kabbalah, it doesn't mean only Zohar, Elagam Divrei Harizal, right? The words of the Rizal, Nikrim Divrei Kabbalah. That's also included in that. Herav Moshe argues Meidach Reb Shut Yigris Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalad Simin Gimel. Because of Shirak Divrei Hazor Vatikunim Shehem Divrei Hatanaim Nikrim Divrei Kabbalah. No, it's only what we have in Zohar and in the Tikkunim. That's it. Aval dire harizal afshehu gadol ma'od, even though they are tremendously important, mikomakom hu nechshav ke'echad poskim she'eshel lechalak alav. He's like a posek, and you could argue on it af bedivrei kabbalah, even in the divrei in gadol. Ve'ein on yachom lomar mi gadol mi. We don't know, like Rabbi Simon says, baseball card Judaism. We don't know who's bigger than another. My rebbe is bigger than your rebbe. We don't know these things. Ve'chein therefore ein devarav machriim yoisem bedivrei shar rabosenu. Therefore, according to Ramosha, that we would not put more of an emphasis on the Arizal than anyone else. He's a dea to be reckoned with, but it's not necessarily machria.